We are back. This is Ryan Moon on Protocol News Podcast, and our show today is about how traditional banks are rallying together to block Coinbase's ambitious bid for federal banking legitimacy. All right, buckle up everyone, because we just witnessed the financial equivalent of a cage match. And honestly, I'm here for it. So Coinbase, you know, crypto's poster child who somehow makes headlines for all the wrong reasons, just waltzed up to the office of the comptroller asking for a national trust charter. Bold move for a company whose risk management strategy seems to be wing it and hope nobody notices. Now, the Independent Community Bankers of America just dropped a 12-page love letter that's basically the regulatory equivalent of absolutely not, you digital disaster. They're claiming Coinbase has demonstrably flawed risk and control functions, which in banker speak means these people couldn't manage a lemonade stand without setting it on fire. And look, they're not wrong. Coinbase's greatest hits include enforcement actions every single year for half a decade, a $400 million crypto heist involving insider bribery, and enough regulatory smackdowns to fill a Netflix series. It's like watching someone apply to be a driving instructor while their car explodes in the parking lot. But here's where Paul Gruhl, Coinbase's chief legal officer, channels his inner chaos agent and fires back with premium corporate snark. He's basically saying, imagine opposing regulation because you prefer things stay unregulated. Which, not gonna lie, is a pretty solid burn. More after our break.
My name is Tom Sachs. I'm an artist in New York City. For nearly two decades, I have been collaborating with Nike.
Nike running is for runners. Nike basketball is for basketball. Nike craft is for everyone else.
He's calling out banks for wanting crypto to stay in the Wild West while complaining it's too dangerous. Classic, you can't have your cake and regulate it too situation. Here's where it gets interesting though, and by interesting, I mean potentially catastrophic for everyone involved. Coinbase's entire application relies on OCC Interpretive Letter 1176, which supposedly gives national trust banks permission to handle crypto custody. But the community banks claim this letter is about as legitimate as my promises to exercise regularly. They're saying it bypassed proper procedures, which could invalidate not just Coinbase's dreams, but reshape federal crypto regulation entirely. What we're really watching is a proxy battle for American finance's future. If Coinbase gets this charter, they become the first major crypto player with federal banking supervision, opening floodgates for every other digital asset company. Traditional banks see this and react nervously, realizing they'll have to compete with companies that move fast while they're still using systems from the dial-up era. The OCC now gets to make a decision that'll define crypto regulation for years. Approve it, and you're saying crypto companies can earn legitimacy despite messy histories. Deny it, and digital assets stay in regulatory limbo while other countries sprint ahead with clearer frameworks. Bottom line, this isn't just about Coinbase getting a shiny new license. It's about whether crypto joins the adult table of American finance or stays grounded indefinitely. Thanks for listening to Protocol News. You can support our podcast by following the show, rating it 5 stars, and telling your friends. Remember, don't trust, verify, and always do your own research.
Grep News. Thomas.